The real reason for being listed over here is that the founder, myself, is based in Canada.
Got it.
For the most part. But the early capital that was raised to explore really came from North American investors. And it was kind of tough to go and then do an ASX listing, Australian listing, once really the original capital had been raised and we'd acquired a lot of the properties. But what I've always said about that is, you know, really, if we can deliver a true discovery, that would be the time to perhaps do a dual listing in Australia as well. But I think at the time, really, we'll stay listed in North America, and wait for that discovery to justify the time and expense to do a dual listing.
Alistair Waddell, Inflection Resources, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so we spoke off camera yesterday, and this there's a lot of energy here at the 26 Rural Investment Symposium. And tell me a little bit about that. How's it treating you? And what's your take on the energy and the people you're talking to?
Oh, it's an excellent show. It's our first time here, and certainly a different set of investors than perhaps we would typically meet as well. Certainly more serious investors. And we've also engaged with a number of shareholders we didn't know existed before. So right. That's been an interesting aspect to this, but overall, fabulous experience and love to be here.
Yeah, you know, I really want to put a pin on that and want to come back to that in a second. But our really good friend, Jeff Phillips, who's, correct me if I'm wrong, he's invested in you guys. He spoke very highly of you guys. Tell me about the project and what you people should be aware of, what you guys are doing.
Inflection Resources, so we're a Canadian and US listed exploration company that's focused on exploring for copper gold in New South Wales, Australia, and the Northern Territory, Australia. So we're looking for big porphyries in New South Wales, and we have a big partnership there with AngloGold Ashanti, where they're earning in to two of our projects that we staked. We're exploring a big belt of rocks called the Macquarie Arc, which is host to some of Australia's biggest copper gold mines. The big mine in the belt is Cadia. This is Newmont Mining's flagship mine in Australia. And we're in elephant territory. So in this big belt of rocks that extends, hosts these big mines and lots of smaller mines. And then to the north, this belt of rocks disappears under a blanket of cover, unmineralized cover. And we're exploring the northern extension of that belt for these big porphyry systems, and we're doing that in a partnership with AngloGold Ashanti, who are funding the majority of what we're doing there.
So this sounds like a prospect generator, but it's not. Is that correct? Or tell me about the model and what you're trying to accomplish.
It's a little bit of a hybrid model. Yeah. So, you know, we certainly generate our own projects, and that was really what appealed, I believe, to AngloGold. We acquired all the ground through by staking open areas that hadn't been acquired before and drilled before. So we're looking for something new, something big. But we also are very comfortable drilling targets we generate ourselves without a major company partner. So a little bit of a hybrid model in terms of how we approach exploration. But really, the big push, certainly over the last couple of years, has been with AngloGold. And they've funded the majority of what we've been doing there in New South Wales.
Okay, so let's talk about share structure. And I know Jeff fairly well. He's really concerned about share structure, and so am I as an investor. Tell me about your shares.
So we got about a 25 million Canadian market cap today. We got about 125.
That's a sweet spot for me, 10 to 30 million, but go ahead.
Yeah, 125 million shares outstanding.
That's really tight.
The management team owns about a quarter of the company. Yeah. We've got big shareholders in the form of Crescat and RCF, two of the big US institutions, and also we've got AngloGold Ashanti, who owns 9.9% of the company as well. So it's a great structure, very, very happy. We're well financed, got about $4 million in the treasury, but the majority of the funding over and above that comes from AngloGold Ashanti.
Got it. So what's really interesting to me, you're an Australian company, or you're in New South Wales, but correct me where I'm wrong here, but you're traded in Canada and here in the US. And I think I know why, but that's really interesting. Work that out to me, why?
So you're right. We're listed on the CSE in Canada, on the QB here in the United States, with the ticker AUCU and AUCUF. The real reason for being listed over here is that the founder, myself, is based in Canada.
Got it.
For the most part. But the early capital that was raised to explore really came from North American investors. And it was kind of tough to go and then do an ASX listing, Australian listing, once really the original capital being raised and we'd acquired a lot of the properties. But what I've always said about that is, you know, really, if we can deliver a true discovery, that would be the time to perhaps do a dual listing in Australia as well. But I think at the time, really, we'll stay listed in North America, and wait for that discovery to justify the time and expense to do a dual listing.
Well, I love the discipline, actually, and what's interesting to me, I talk to a lot of Australian companies, and they're trying to crack the U.S. capital markets and the U.S. retail markets.
Yes.
And I don't want to say you have that, but you're on your way to that. You have experience with that, with who you have in already invested in the company, correct?
Correct. Yeah. No, we're very happy with that. It's nearly all North American investors with a handful of Europeans in there, but very little exposure to Australia in terms of actual investors, despite the majority of all the assets, in fact, being over there in New South Wales and the Northern Territory.
See, yes. That's exactly it too, because I always, I'm an accredited investor and I always ask this question, how do I get exposure to Australia? But the issue, another issue I have is just it's different because they'll have a billion shares outstanding, fully diluted, and then they'll do a rollback, all of that sort of stuff. I don't have to deal with that when I'm dealing with you.
Right, right. And you know, it works very well for us. I mean, obviously, Australia is a fabulous mining jurisdiction, great pedigree. It's ultimately a jurisdiction where the major mining companies want to own their assets, just like here in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's a true tier one jurisdiction. But all in all, fabulous place to explore. And you know, we've just approached it in a slightly different manner than most companies. But we work very hard and keeping that share structure nice and tight. And you know, we've got some big strategic North American shareholders backing us with the strategy.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Mm. Well, Alistair, if people want to do business with you, if they want to do more due diligence, how do they find you so they can do that? And also give us the exchanges that you're traded on again, as well your ticker symbols on again, and we'll also put that in Apple, Spotify podcasts, and the YouTube channel. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So we're you can find us at inflectionresources.com. That's our website. We trade on the CSE with the ticker AUCU, so gold copper. And on the QB in the US, AUCUF. Those are our main platforms.
Excellent. I'll have our producer, Colby, put all of this in the show notes. I want to thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on.
All right, take care.